the champagne and shoot off some leftover fireworks. Thais store reopened. They got Lotto, they got white bread, they got cheap beer. The world, according to this South Ender, has tilted back into proper orbit. Oh, I know, the flyby of Pluto is a pretty big deal and maybe more cause for celebration for some, but unless they sell cigarettes and cat food on the mini-planet, let's try to keep one foot on terra firma. Tidy Store's back, and so what if NASA didn't send an unmanned satellite to record the event? I sent myself, sickle in hand, through the salmonberry thickets and the nettle jungle and the blackberry barricades that had, for the last few storeless years, grown monstrously wild. I felt like when Lewis and Clark hit the Oregon and Washington coast and the Chinooks paddled up to them in the miserable little cove they'd taken shelter from a wild storm. Gale force winds didn't stop the natives from rolling in for some serious bartering, and a mile of menacing overgrowth wasn't going to stop me either. Tai's store was open again, and so was my trail to it. The explorers who made it to the North and South Pole, trust me, they didn't leave a trail for the next folks. I know, some of you maybe think, so what? A little mom-and-pop grocery is reopened after a couple years, going to sell some popsicles and camp supplies, some Pall Malls and Bud Light, big whoop. But for us refugees down here at the end of the island, Tai's store is the real deal. It's our Cracker Barrel, our Gossip Central, our Cultural Center, and our Trading Post combined. We've gone a long time hauling supplies down from the north. The sled dogs are tired, the transit bus won't come clear down here, the isolation is wearing on all us pioneers. You think cabin fever is bad? Try it when the jerky is gone and the last can of Spam is being held for the next Christmas dinner. Tai's store is a godsend, let me tell you. I know some of you northerners and off-islanders will never set foot on the South End, much less Tai's store. Big bunch of nothing down here for you suburbanites and city dwellers, but someday, mark my words, the Tai's store will be a museum and a visitor center for a time when the Costcos and the Walmarts hadn't sent their ubiquitous tentacles into the hinterlands yet, where you couldn't always get what you wanted, but you got what you needed. And when you did, when you walked into that far-flung outpost of experimental retailing, when you saved yourself that hellish trip to the plaza or Elger-based store, when you walked across the island through a tunnel of brambles, sure, it cost a little more, and maybe cost a lot more, but this was our store, all of us down here, and we're ecstatic to have it back. Of course, in a week we'll be bellyaching about the prices and the selections, but we always did, and we always will. It is, after all, the South End.